This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I think what's encouraging about him is that the book that he wrote on Vietnam, and also he was the architect, one of the intellectual architects of the surge in Iraq. In both instances, he's going against the prevailing assumptions and worldview. The surge, we all now praise in retrospect. It was, people were very skeptical of it, even within the Bush administration, in the military. He was kind of revolutionary, and he was there. So it tells you, this is a guy who will say what he thinks and promote what he wants. The other interesting element of the announcement was that the president went out of his way to praise John Bolton, and yes, to say that even though he was one of the four candidates, he didn't get the job. He said, "We want him in some other job in the White House," and it'll be interesting to see what he gets and
yes,
where he.
The president said, "We'll be talking to him."
Well, this was Charles Krautheimer commenting on President Trump's choice of H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor, replacing Michael Flynn. The appointment of Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as the new National Security Advisor on Monday was widely respected, who is a widely respected strategist known for challenging, as Krautheimer said, conventional thinking, helping to turn around the Iraqi war in its darkest days. He was the vanguard of and the idea and the architect of the surge, which proved to be a brilliant military move. And so that's on him. So we're grateful that he's bringing his leadership and his brilliance to the administration and to the cabinet. So good news. And then as Charles said, it was curious that the president went out of his way to say John Bolton is definitely going to be part. I mean, there's been some controversy about John Bolton. You know, you gather that he knows what he believes. He's very passionate about it. It's not like it's just emotional, but he is very passionate about what he believes in. He's got, he has veracity behind his thinking and empirical evidence to support his thought process. I've always appreciated that about John Bolton, and Donald Trump appreciates that as well. So they're going to find a place for John Bolton. But meanwhile, as National Security Advisor, we've got H.R. McMaster coming into place as Donald Trump gets closer and closer to filling the cabinet in spite of, some of these inopportune delays and, frustrating delays that are being, led by, by Democrats and by, what Rush Limbaugh and others have talked about. And you're going to start hearing more and more about this, as we were talking with Tom Borelli, who mentioned, this deep state, this kind of hidden government that's there, pulling the levers and even suggesting that our former president is all part of it. You know, as a community organizer, this is what he did. This is real good. I mean, he kind of does this stuff in his sleep. Is he the one pulling the levers, or is he just another one of those boogeymen out there that's put out there by the Republicans or the Democrats? Whatever the boogeyman du jour is for the Democrats happens to be the Russians. For Republicans, it's still Barack Obama. It's amazing. But I say the heck with all that stuff. We got business at hand, and as you've heard me say several times, and it's kind of been the theme this week, is that there needs to be a sense of urgency. If I was Donald Trump, I'd have put some pressure on Congress. Said, what are you doing taking a week off? We got a lot of stuff yet to do and handle. And even though some of the pundits, and this is part of the problem and the challenge in where Donald Trump has veracity and he has standing on this, is where, the mainstream media and others like CNN are so quick to comment and say, well, this president is unhinged. They're out of control. They haven't done anything. But when you analyze it and you get the political analysts in, they go, whoa, where are they coming from? I mean, he has accomplished a lot in a short period of time. And I think that's also what's freaking them out as well, because he is nonstop. And we're grateful, and we need to continue to pray for one Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. As you know, the hard work continues here. Not going to be easy, not a piece of cake. And, you know, and I think this is what conservatives need to keep in mind here is that, you know, Donald Trump, with all the bravado and energy and hard work and everything, it's heavy lifting, you know, to turn this thing upside down. The bureaucracy is well entrenched. They're not necessarily happy, especially, you know, you can imagine you're being called out in a sense for being incompetent. And it's hard not to argue that. But still, if you happen to be the one, you know, that's your job, it kind of hurt your feelings. And you feel like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't need to be invalidated by, you know, the incoming guy who's here for, you know, best we know, maybe at least 4 years, might be eight. But, you know, why do I need to put up with this stuff? Because presidents come and go. And meanwhile, I'm still here and I'm pretty well entrenched. I got my good, cushy job here in the government. You know, Donald Trump is trying to challenge them, and he's got to find a little bit more delicate way to do that. To get them excited and get buy-in from them so that they participate. He needs to be building these bridges into these different agencies and bureaucracies so that they're not taking pot shots and, you know, going after, his cabinet and, his inner circle, and clipping them off like they did with Michael Flynn. But, you know, that's something that he'll learn, he'll figure it out, and hopefully, you know, there's not too much collateral damage along the way. We have Orrin Hudson with us right now, former law enforcement officer. He's now a founder of Be Someone, Inc., an organization focused on teaching young people, many of them at-risk youngsters, the principles of success and personal responsibility using the game of chess. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Did we hear a story? Was there a movie on the big screen not too long ago? Well, he is one of the world's foremost authorities in teaching young people how to think like a champion and make every move count. Orrin, he says, checkmate Hudson is with us. Orrin, how you doing?
Oh, best day of my life. You know why?
Why?
I get to talk to you.
Oh, man, you just made my day. Thank you so much. Checkmate. Good deal. I like that.
Checkmate means you win.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to checkmate where we both win because I believe in win-win. That's been my life. My dad taught me that. But I love your attitude, Orrin, and what it means for these kids that have somebody who's on their side that's interested in them winning, right?
Yeah, we got to teach children how to win. And how do you win? You give. And I like what you said, win-win. I call it win-win-win. Everybody wins. You win, the community wins, and the people you're helping win. So we got to have three wins in there.
Exactly.
We got to teach young people you cannot get arrested for giving. You only can get arrested for taking. So
that's
we're teaching children to give and to walk in love.
Right. And the thing is that when you win, it's not at somebody else's expense. As you say, that's where the win all the way around works, is that somebody isn't losing in the process, and you can always find a way, Orrin, where everybody wins, can't you?
Exactly. And when we all come together as one, we can and accept our differences. We can achieve the extraordinary, but we can't do that until we come together as one, because the word universe means one. We all are one. When I was a state trooper, I never lost a case. Why? Because everybody I stopped, I treated them like it's me, because that person is me.
Right. Well, and as you know, Orrin, you know it firsthand, being raised as a black American and what you had to deal with, what black America has to deal with today, I see some improvement, but part of the thing that we're fighting is a perception, kind of a default perception, where black America feels like, oh, they're going to automatically get the short end of the stick. Maybe some of that is true, and maybe some of that is just old habits dying hard. What do you say?
Well, justice is really out there. You know, God is in charge of the world. It don't matter what Pharaoh does. Pharaoh's army was well-dressed. He had plenty of bread. He had excellent transportation. But it doesn't matter. Just trust in God and do the right thing, and justice will prevail. God is love.
Right.
And love means to give without expecting anything in return. It don't matter what color you are. If you're black or white, if you make the right moves, you will get the right results.
Exactly.
Nature is neutral.
Right. Well, I think God said that in Genesis. In fact, I just said that the other day, and you triggered the memory again of the conversation that God had with Caleb when Caleb was down in the mouth because his sacrifice wasn't acceptable. He kind of summed it up, and we need to heed this. I mean, his voice echoes, through the millennia with this bit of advice, and to your point, reinforcing what you just said. God said to Caleb, says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that's where the rubber meets the road, isn't it?
And it's all good, and it's counted all joy. You know, God said, I'm with you wherever you go, and you can't have fear and faith. So I walk in faith, and I know that if I do good things will happen, and that's what it's all about. It's not about black or white. It's about the human race. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself. And put people, you know, there's a phrase in the Bible that says, acknowledge people better than yourself. And that's what we got to do. We got to put people above ourselves, and we got to put others first, because whatever you give comes back multiplied.
Without a doubt. Well, we've been off track for quite a while, 7 out of 10 people. At one point, it's getting a little bit better. I think that maybe we're headed in the right direction. I say that's a good observation. And I believe what's being realized along the way here is that there's some spiritual significance involved. I mean, look what happens. The First Lady prays the Lord. She prays the Lord's Prayer, leads thousands of people in the Lord's Prayer. Most of them, you can hear them praying along with her, the Lord's Prayer. It's like, you know, how many people don't know the Lord's Prayer? And boy, you get everybody, oh, separation of church and state and this sort of thing. It's like, okay, well, I don't know how to separate, you know, godly principles from life, from morals, from what our founding fathers said was the foundation to this republic and the foundation to our Constitution. They said it was specifically designed for a people of morality. You take morality out of the picture, you got chaos, and our Constitution falls on its head.
Exactly, and we got to put God in everything we do, because He wakes us up in the morning and He's in charge. And I tell people, like, my ministry is Be Someone. I came up with the name Be Someone because Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham Lincoln was Be Someone. And even though he had failed many times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those two words, Be Someone, and became 16th President of the United States. And I tell children all the time, just be all God created you to be, and never settle for less than you can be. Choose peace instead of violence.
Exactly.
Brains before bullets. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Yeah, exactly. That's great wisdom there, Orrin. You use the game of chess. And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we get back, because it's reminiscent of what we saw in the Queen of Katwe and how somebody ministered to the people there in that little village and found a chess champion. And I'm sure you're privileged to find some real jewels with the people that you come in contact, these young kids. And I'm sure they're grateful for what it is that you have to share. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this, this live stream video. It's just horrendous out of Chicago where this two-year-old was killed. We've got an activist saying, well, it's because of the lack of programs. And I want to get your insight on that, Orin. You have great wisdom with you, and I think our audience will benefit greatly from your insight and your experience with BeSomeone.org. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Orin Hudson right after this.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
And the reason we believe that is because we've seen it work empirically time and time again. You know, you get the government in play, and they start being your daddy, and, you know, it's kind of interesting. They can only do it to a point. It's nonstop. This is why self-reliance is what it's all about, and I know our next, I know Orin would agree with us. Orin Hudson, former law enforcement officer, now founder of Be Someone, Inc. You can go to besomeone.org for more information. Also, you can imagine the responsibility and, you know, the weight of the financial commitment that's involved here. And, the way he's able to do this is because, people have funded, besomeone.org. And, I think you can understand and, listening to Orin, his love, his commitment. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you could put your resources into. This is good ground, as they say. And you can, it's there. It's got good seed. And it is, you know, it is harvesting and will be a good investment. And so I recommend you go to GoFundMe.com/BeSomeone. And join the team with Orin Hudson and be a part of the many success stories that he's turning out there. Orin, let's talk about the game of chess. You know, we just saw in the movie, Queen of Katwa, how somebody there in a small village was able to utilize the game of chess. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, Disney included me in part of the training that helped them with that. But chess is an excellent tool because it teaches you got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And that you got to choose peace instead of violence, and that chess is an excellent tool to teach young people to think it out instead of shoot it out.
Yeah.
You got to take time to think things through because you could make one move in life and never recover.
Mm-hmm. Why is chess, I would say, different than all these video games that the kids seem to be enamored with these days?
Because chess teaches real life lessons like pattern recognition, like learning patience. Learning to look at all your options before you make a move, making a move and you may not be able to recover, and it's not over till it's over. Play to the end. Don't give up. Never assume. Question everything. Inspect what you expect. Everything is in front of you, but you got to think things through. Don't just do the first thing that pops in your head. The first thing that pops in your head is usually a trap.
Right. Yeah, you can't be rushing. You got to take your time, right?
You got to think it through because you can touch that pawn and game over.
Yes.
I was talking to a friend of mine. He was in this tournament at the World Open, and he's looking at the $20,000 he's about to get. He touched the wrong piece, game over.
Wow.
So you got to take time to think things through. One move could cost you the game.
Well, in chess, you're always thinking in advance, right? You're several moves ahead. It's not just that next move. It's that move plus, three or four others, right?
Right. Yeah, you got to have I can't do that because of that. And then you got to look at the consequences. And you can't just do something for that moment. You got to look deep and go, wait a minute, if I do this, what's going to happen three moves down the road? I won't be able to protect that pawn no more. So I better not do that.
Right.
So, yeah, stuff like that.
Well, I also, as I mentioned, Orin, I wanted to talk to you about this live stream. I mean, this is the crazy stuff that goes along with, you know, Facebook Live and all this live streaming that is available, this technology. And now we have a situation where a 2-year-old is killed on live stream. This is what humanity has lowered itself to?
Tragedies like this happen when there's no hope. We are tired of this, but it won't stop unless we take it personal. Mm-hmm. Each one of us must take this personal. And this 2-year-old being killed and the other man being killed on live stream, we must look at ways to offer positive things for our young people to do. And if we don't do that, it's gonna continue. We got to bring program in where we're teaching young people, hey, you're better than that. And then treat everybody like it's you because that person is you. See, power is an illusion. Power is an illusion because a lot of people think power is about mystery. No, everyone has power. And treat everybody like it's you, and you'll never make a mistake again in your life.
Well, we talked a bit earlier about the spiritual relationship here. And I think the basic spiritual relationship is choosing life. I had this conversation earlier about, again, the Word of God saying, what is before you today is life and death. And this, you know, what was shared thousands of years ago in that story, in that presentation, is still valid today. we're always at that crossroads of life and death, just like the chess moves. You know, what are we doing? You know, are we choosing life or are we choosing death? And of course, that's a game. But then you have real life here, and I maintain that part of the issue is that we don't respect life to begin with, Oren. If
right.
we respected life, then we'd have less of this. We need to up the ante in understanding how significant life is. I mean, here, over the weekend, the woman who was the titular figure of Roe v. Wade, you know, she went in, she was going to abort her daughter, blocked in doing so. Then it became a Supreme Court case, and we know what happened. Roe v. Wade was passed. Now, here we are, near 60 million babies that have been aborted. This is a country that does not respect life. And we see incidences where life is not respected, like this two-year-old, and we say, what's the problem? And I say it's more foundational than we realize, more spiritual than we realize. I tell that story about, Norma McGorvey, who was the Roe plaintiff. She ends up after the hoopla and of course, the Supreme Court judges and opens the door to abortion. She spent the rest of her life trying to disassociate from that decision. She was the Roe in Roe v. Wade and did everything she could. She eventually became a Christian, became a Catholic, and to her dying breath, did everything she could to promote pro-life. She understood. You know, she came to that crossroads. Interestingly enough, I found, Oren, that child that was going to be aborted, she decided not to abort.
Well,
so kind of interesting, right?
The main thing is what you said. Human life has value. That's the message. Human life has value. And we got to treat people, we got to esteem other people better than ourselves. That way you won't make a mistake. We got to put human life first, and we got to think before we move, and we got to create programs where people are feeling good about themselves, and we got to create jobs for people to do, and we got to teach them skills so that they can serve people and not hurt people. Serve people, not hurt people.
Exactly. Oren, what was the crossroads in your life?
I was a former gang member, in and out of foster home, making some bad choices, a white teacher in all black high school. James Edge taught me chess and told me that if I want to be someone, that I got to get my head in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean? He pulls out a chessboard, shows me, you know, that every move you make has a consequence, and it saved my life. I owe my life to a teacher who took time to work with me, purchased me a book, a chess book, and taught me the principles of chess, and told me Benjamin Franklin 200 years ago said chess is an excellent tool to teach people critical thinking and problem solving. And if he's on a $100 bill, we need to listen to him.
Exactly. What chess piece do you have in your pocket?
I'm always trying to create, like I said earlier, the win-win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And when
yes.
you give, when you add value to others, good things come back. Because giving is an investment. The word love means to give without expecting anything in return. We got to teach people to walk in love, and that human life has value.
Mm-hmm. You know, Oren, looking over the landscape of this country of ours, even with all the contention and everything, I sense at the same time, and I don't know if you do as well, I'm interested in your perspective on this, but I sense at the same time you have this dynamic of people saying, I'm tired of the fight. You know, I want to love. I hear Oren Hudson saying, hey, I need to love. I'm ready to do that. And what happens, I mean, the tough thing about loving is the other part, is what you said, is expect nothing in return. So if we're going to be the difference out there in the culture and in the marketplace, we have to be willing to take that courageous step further, first, ahead of everybody else, understanding that we may not get love back, right?
We are together. We're in this together. And
yeah.
Give without expecting anything in return. If you don't get it back, don't worry about it. Because the good you do comes back to you. The bad you do will be sad for you.
Exactly. That's very well said. Go to besomeone.org for more information. GoFundMe.com/besomeone and join in with Oren Hudson. Oren Checkmate Hudson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Oren.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, you practice that for a while. That's some good fun. Make some good, interesting conversation opener. Just around the water cooler. Why not? Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com on that front page, by the way. We got, John Morgan, his little ode to Donald Trump is really, like, terrific. He's the great George W. Bush impersonator, too. Good fun. And he does these little, on his ukulele. He does these little songs. I love Christmas music, too, so they did a little Christmas thing, too. But that's not on there. But what you're going to enjoy is the parody on Donald Trump. Very well done and, charming. He says, hey, look, you get it out there. He wants to go on the Ellen show. I said, why not? Hey, let's see what we can do. Maybe we can get you on Ellen and, yeah, you can do the dance, Ellen dance thing. Why not? But anyway, John Horvat and, Peck, I think we're going to get together here in a couple of weeks up the road here at, NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters in Orlando. And we're going to be face to face and live, coming to you from Orlando. So, heaven knows what he's liable to come up with. Also there, you get the entire, about 25, 26 minute, presentation from Rear Admiral Barry Black, who we opened up the show with this morning. He is the Senate chaplain, the first Black American chaplain, believe it or not, retired from the Navy, Seventh-day Adventist, the first one as well. So first. Boy, what he had to share was powerful about making our voices heard in heaven. How do you do that? How does your voice get up to heaven? Think about that. kind of awesome. And he talked about, you know, the different prayer breakfasts and the Bible studies that go on there on the Beltway that, you know, C-SPAN doesn't cover. It, you know, mainstream media is not about to cover because, you know, supposedly we're supposed to have this separation of church and state. But let me tell you, separation of church and state is about, like, trying to tell somebody who is in a combat situation that the bombs are coming in that you're not supposed to believe in God, right? You try and do that. That's where you get the saying foxhole conversions, because when it's that heavy and that kind of a situation where it's life and death, who do you go to? You know, who do you look to at that time? And instinctively, something is ingrained in our DNA that we need to call out to God. And whether we're in a bunker hoping that the bomb doesn't come in upon us, you know, that we're injured or killed by shrapnel blasted all over the place. You know, whether it's that or you're dealing with the heaviness and the responsibility as a senator, as a congressman, as a leader in this country, and you're trying to do it, understanding, I mean, it's got to be quite a dichotomy, I think, for these leaders and these elected officials. Because they know in their heart of hearts how it should go, but do they have the courage? They have the courage to pray the Lord's Prayer, like Melania did. You know, what does it take? You know, we can do it in the rooms, you know, if, as long as we're in the private rooms and we're not out open. But, you know, what does it take to have the courage to declare your faith that you wouldn't be in this situation? Even like the first president, we just celebrated President's Day, right? George Washington, I mean, he acknowledged God at every turn, knew the country would not be where it's at, would not even be considering the opportunity of this great American experiment had it not been for the hand of divine providence, is the way he put it. So what's different now? The only thing different is that, you know, for the last 100+ years, we've had a movement in this country that wanted to get God out of the marketplace. And I say, it's actually gone longer than that. You know, when you think back of, you know, the origin of species and Darwin, you know, it kind of opened up the door for it. You think about it back in the 1850s, it gave a rallying cry for those atheists and those that wanted to say, I don't believe in God. We shouldn't have God. And then we get in this conversation about separation of church and state, which was kind of a, you know, just a statement that was there. It's not in the Constitution. People argue. They don't argue with the straight, with vehement. Oh, it's in the Constitution. Where? Where in the Constitution does it say that? It's not it. But they want to argue it and take a stand on it. And here we are to our detriment. Take God out of the public square. Say, God, we don't have time for you. So look what we got. Look at the America that we have today. You know, our schools in disarray, as I mentioned earlier, decided back in the mid-60s, we don't need the Ten Commandments. I mean, think about it. Think about what the Ten Commandments say. I mean, we don't want people to live by the Ten Commandments, you know, even have that as any, some kind of, you know, aiming point, some sort of target about their lives, because it's just so detrimental. You know, because you take the Ten Commandments out, then, you know, then you create all this confusion about bathrooms and, you know, all this other stuff that has really so little to do with life, really the significance. Do you think that, you know, when we're confronted by God, it's going to be all about bathrooms? I don't think so. It's much more valuable than that. It's about the very souls of those that he created and the part we played. Did we add or take away? Were we a hindrance or were we a proponent of godly principles? My opinion. You know, for what it's worth, I share that with you. John Horvat is with us right now, scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society, where we've been, how we got here, and where we need to go. Boy, that is a very powerful lead-in and sentence of John Horvat II. John, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great to be on the show.
Well, we've been talking for some reason, you know, I say for some reason, but, you know, so often, you know, when you do a show like this, you go in, you say, I got my guest and I've got my plan and how we're going to do this. But then God says, no, it's time to Time to interrupt here. And this has just kind of been the order of the day. And I know you could appreciate this, John, because it's really started, you know, it's been going on for a while, but it was reignited again with, you know, the First Lady praying the Lord's Prayer. And everybody's, you know, crying foul and, you know, going over it. And the thing was the thousands of people that were there in Melbourne, Florida over the weekend. And I said, listen to what's happening. The people were praying with her.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, you'd say, is this the 21st century? You're almost saying, you know, because it's not supposed to be done.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, because, you know, we know so much and we've got this. I mean, we're telling God, hey, we got this. He's going, okay, you know, your school's in disarray. You got your children killing each other in Chicago left and right. Immigration is a mess at every turn. Yeah, you got it. You're doing great.
Yeah, no, I think you've got it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's refreshing.
Well, it's the opportunity, John. You know, you have to speak truth to power, and I think this is the thing that we've abandoned. In fact, I think it was an honor because I mentioned to other people it was 8 years in the making to have an opportunity to talk with Dr. Del Tackett, and I don't know if you know Del Tackett or not, but Del is with Focus on the Family.
Okay, yeah,
and he put together the Truth Project. And I, you know, before that, before my exposure to the Truth Project, God had me on a journey where it was like, you know, it's time to get out of the gray area. Admittedly, I was in the broadcast, broadcast business at the time, and big time. And, you know, it was like, it's the gray area. I mean, it was okay to live in the gray area, you know, somehow thinking maybe God graded on the curve or maybe not even thinking that God was involved anyway. That was kind of okay. I wasn't really hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, whoa, when I was confronted with that, I was going, oh, my God. Oh, please. You know, I mean, it was kind of like that Isaiah moment where you think, I'm toast. You know, I'm totally toast. But it was also my prayer immediately was saying, God, can I have a little bit of time here, you know, to where maybe I could right some of the wrongs and really understand more about this. And then no sooner than I get a chance several years later to be exposed to the Truth Project. It was really life-changing.
I can well understand that. I think a lot of people have gone through that, the same experience.
Yeah, when you are confronted with the truth, I mean, you got to make a decision, right?
That's it, yeah, and it's not always easy.
No, it's not. And I think this is part of the deal and opportunity that we have here in this country. As you say, John, very well, it's not always easy, is that we're being confronted with the truth. And who would have thought that God would use a man like Donald Trump to be the deliverer of veracity and the truth? And that's what he's doing. He's turning the light on some of these dark areas of our country, and we've got a decision to make. Our conversation with John Horvat II continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the choice, what would you do, huh? We got many people that are willing to choose life and do whatever it takes in order to come into this country. The challenge is, can we do it in a way that is legal? For lots of reasons, as you've heard on the show that you're not hearing on a lot of shows, I mean, they don't want to argue the emotional aspect of open borders, but what is the true reality? Well, John Horvath II is with us, scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. And the question before us is, do we have a moral obligation to open our borders to everyone, John?
Yeah, that is the question. A lot of people think it's affirmative. And, you know, the even from a Christian point of view, they assume that the default position is, you know, just open everything. And that's really not, biblically speaking, you know, the Bible says that you shouldn't, that you can choose who enters and who doesn't. You have that right. You know, it's not an automatic assumption that the Christian position is one of unconditional charity.
Exactly. Well, I mean, God was very specific with the children of Israel as to who should be involved. I mean, he did make allocation for aliens and said there was a way they should be treated with respect and dignity, no doubt about it. But there were some prescribed rules. And at the very, the way I read it anyway, I think the clearing statement on that is, do you add or take away? You know, if you're coming to add to the proposition of a prosperous America, you know, for you and your family, God, welcome that is out for you. If you're here to do us harm and take advantage of our generosity and our laws in order to do that, which arguably is occurring today, then I think most people would have a problem with it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's just human nature is the same. You know, people have immigrated in the past. They immigrate now. They will immigrate in the futures. But the same principles always apply. It's not, you know, we don't change with the times. The time, you know, the human nature is the same. That if a person comes to this country, the idea should be integration, not disintegration or segregation.
Exactly. Well, you've got to have, I mean, in any other kind, if you were going to any other country but America, job one is how do I assimilate? How do I learn the language, learn enough of the language so I can eat, I can have a job, and I can begin to lay down some roots, right? I mean, those are kind of the reasonable expectations for anybody going to another country and trying to, if you're allowed in that country, because there's some countries that just flat out say, hey, we don't mind you being here on a visa and you can visit, but there's no way you're going to get a job, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, if you're going to stay, I mean, the natural thing is to join the family. It's not the nation is the whole idea of a nation, of the state, is the common good. It's not a hotel.
And, right.
And that's what I think a lot of people have this idea. You know, it just has to be a sort of a camp, a refugee camp. And it's not, that which furthers the common good, that's in the nature of the state, in the nature of the nation. You know, that is the most important, and we need to take measures.
Well, the argument that was discussed quite often, but maybe not to a point where a majority of Americans really understood what was going on, was the dynamic tension demonstrated between these two candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, was globalism versus nationalism. We could look, most people that understood, could look and see what was happening in Europe with no borders and a globalism mindset. And what you were getting are no-go zones. I mean, we got a big argument right now and contention about Sweden and what's going on there. And they're very protective. In fact, during the time when I first heard about no-go zones, I spoke with a reporter in Paris after one of the terrorist attacks they had there. And I mentioned no-go zones. Boy, she took grave exception to that. And I said, those aren't my words. Those are the words of your own police that say there's no go zones. I mean, we have them here in America. I mean, there's places where the police here in America go, I'll go.
And in France, they have this sort of quaint little habit of burning cars. And, they'll say, you'll read from France, saying, well, it was a very calm weekend. Only 200 cars got burned. I mean, that's a civil, something's wrong here.
Mm. Well, even when they're faced with, in Sweden, a couple of people were faced with, and I'm trying to remember if they were reporters or no, they were government officials, and I think police officers there, and they were faced with the facts. It was undeniable, and they had to agree that, look at, not big numbers, but a big increase. You know, something has happened to change the landscape of Sweden, and common sense would say, wasn't this bad before, and now a bunch of refugees come in. Do you think that maybe that has something to do with this increase in numbers, especially in this culture of sexual abuse that seems to be on the rise in Sweden?
Right. I mean, healthy immigration is always good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We are a nation of immigrants, but when the immigration overwhelms the population and even harms the population, well, then it's obviously there's something wrong and measures need to be taken. And this is definitely the case of Sweden, where you have this sort of immunity that these immigrants enjoy, so that they are not dealt with even by the law in the proper way, because it's politically incorrect to do so.
Well, what happens with some of them, because they're not assimilating, it's almost like you got this underworld government that's taken place. And it's already, I mean, relevant to some of these refugees, what is being overlooked here, is it already happens in the UN camps, where supposedly they're being vetted. And our security people will insist that, it's 2 years in vetting. And I think, it's interesting, because we didn't start hearing about the refugees coming to this country until right after the first of the year last year. And before the year was up, we had 10,000 refugees. And at that time, we were told it was a three-year process. Well, 10 months doesn't equal 3 years in my math, but maybe because I'm old school, I'm not Common Core, so that's probably why.
That's it. Yeah, Common Core definitely would get you that answer. That's true.
Yeah. So, but the fact of the matter still is that you have people who are being controlled in these UN camps because they have a hierarchy. There is a government structure in those union camps. Mm-hmm. And that is real clear. And so what are the chances of some form of that structure and oppressive control on these people? What are the chances of that being extended wherever they go, like here in the United States?
Well, I think there's definitely that possibility. And, in a certain sense, these people are being politicized and they're being taken advantage of. You know, they,
big time.
They are mm-hmm. victims of this system, although, I mean, they also have guilt for any of the wrongdoing they do. But, you know, it is such a shame to see something like this happening, that these people are being used for a political agenda. And, you know, it's just that shouldn't be happening.
Well, it shouldn't, but it does. And this is the thing. You know, all the bleeding hearts go, oh, you know, how can we say no? Because we're being irresponsible and just having them come in. They don't assimilate. They're not covered by the rules of the land. You've got many of them that are committed. And they tell you flat out, you know, they say, hey, we want Sharia law. Well, and it's surprising because a lot of them that are saying this are women. Now, I don't know if they're coerced to say this, but a lot of times I hear it from, you know, from female Muslims who say, we want Sharia law. Well, Sharia law doesn't live here in America.
Right. And none of the feminists are to be found when they say that. You know, it's a strange alliance. You know, the feminists, they all talk against the patriarchy of the American Christians, you know. But when it comes to Sharia law, they, you know, you don't hear too much.
Well, and a couple of the women Muslims who have come to the land and here have said clearly that they're able to practice their faith more freely here in the United States than they were able to in the Middle East. Quite interesting.
Right, yeah. And, you know, you also have to consider those poor Christians over there, too, that don't get in, you know.
Yes.
That is the tragedy of it all.
Well, we've had extended conversations with Lieutenant Colonel Sergeant Sangari, who's with the Assyrian Appeal. And just in that area alone, we're talking about the old Nineveh plains there. And also, you might call it, ancient Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, 1.3 million Christians. Now it's been so decimated, we're talking less than 200,000. Well, where did they all go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not in the UN camps because you've got to know the secret handshake and know how to get into the UN camp. So this is why 98% of the last group of refugees that came were Muslim. Only 2% were Christian.
Right. No, it is scandalous from that point of view. You know, it is there's definitely an agenda there.
Well, John, you know, to your discussion and to your point here, what's wrong with letting everyone enter and opening the border?
Well, I mean, they're talking about having them enter into the country and become part of the country, and in a final analysis, to be directing for being part of the people that direct the country. And, you know, this is, I think, a problem of justice, that you just don't let people in and say, well, now you're part of the community and you are part of deciding how this community is run.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be time. There needs to be integration. And that I think is a big problem. You need to have this time for people to integrate into the society. And it's an injustice to those who have stayed and, you know, who have been here for a long time to all of a sudden see these upstarts come in and have that voice.
Exactly. And, of course, if they don't assimilate, they're not under the protection of the law. They're under the protection of their local, law enforcement agents that they don't wear a uniform. They don't have a badge, you know, like we do here in the United States. It's a different type of policing that takes place in these local communities, which is very dangerous and very un-American. John Horvath II, scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted